Rudder's Rambling 016.
All my life, I've had doubts about who I am, where I belong. Now, I'm like the arrow that springs from the bow. No hesitation, no doubts. The path is clear.
Podcasting from the Heartland in Ames, Iowa. If you're looking for entertainment, politics, or pop culture, Rudder's Ramblings is the podcast for you. Troy Rudder is a published author and has worked on some of the most popular television shows of all time, including ER, Friends, Drew Carey, and the cult science fiction classic Babylon 5.
Just one more thing. On your trip back, I'd like you to take the time to learn the Babylon 5 mantra.
Mecca lecca hi, mecca hiney ho.
Often controversial and always opinionated, Rudder's Ramblings starts now.
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of Rudder's Ramblings. I'm your host, Troy Rudder, and I got kind of an interesting show for you today. And it's actually the first podcast of the week. And yes, I've actually gone now 2 weeks with doing a show. Wow, it's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? I really don't know how Adam Curry and those other guys do a show every day, but I guess if that is what you are basing your income on, I guess you have a little more incentive to be doing a podcast every day. This past week, let's rewind a little bit. The Iowa games are in town this week, starting yesterday or Thursday, I believe. This is now Saturday when I'm recording this. But basically what the Iowa games are is they're kind of like a Olympic Games type of thing, but just for the state of Iowa. It's also a qualifying tournament for several national competitions like soccer championships and AAU championships. They're like the Iowa Games does the qualifying for, you know, it's like the Iowa qualifying, or even it might even be the Midwest qualifying. But there are events that stop at this level, and then some will go on to, you know, bigger championships. And last week, we had the World, I believe, Special Olympics in town, and that seemed to go pretty well. So between the Special Olympics, the 4th of July, and the Iowa Games, we've had fireworks here in Ames about once a week or more for the past 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. So it's been a little crazy. But so the Iowa Games are in town, and last year I tried to start this side business called Mid-Iowa Sports, and basically what it was like a photography type thing where I would take team pictures of, and last year was kind of a trial, and we did youth soccer, boys and girls under, I think it was supposed to be, I think it were mainly under 14 last year, and basically I would go and I'd have my tripod and my good camera out and take pictures and put a border around it and sell it. And the problem with that was all the parents, at least one of every kid on the team, also had their cameras, and they were not barricaded away from the, you know, the podiums, the placing podiums, the little boxes that, you know, you stand on. And, of course, everybody in kids' sports gets a medal, whether you win or lose. And so I would take mine, and then, of course, they would all take theirs. Now, for the most part, you could pretty much say that your pictures, or in this case my pictures, would have been better quality than what they were taking because, you know, they were using the disposable cameras. They were using 35mm. There were a couple people who had fairly decent digital cameras that were similar to mine. But I spent 2 days doing this in about 100-plus degree heat, high humidity, no clouds, no breeze, and I had an assistant for one of the days, and I think I got maybe 15 or 16 orders out of all the kids. It was pretty much a disaster. You know, I made maybe $120 last year on this thing, and I thought I was going to make, you know, $2,000 or so. And it was an experience. You know, I think that it still can be done. I think there's more money in action photos, you know, because my camera is better at taking long range photos and I have zooms and stuff like that. But I didn't do it this year. In fact, I actually deleted the domain, which I'll talk about later. But I went and the bank account that I had started for Mid-Iowa Sports through First Federal Credit Union, I believe, or First Federal Savings, one of those, suddenly started getting charges for inactivity. And this was a surprise to me because, you know, all of their marketing programs say, you know, it's the home of no fee checking and totally free checking. But I guess if you don't have any withdrawals and any deposits in a year, or not a year, excuse me, 3 months, they charge you an inactivity fee. And this totally blew my mind. And so a couple weeks ago, I think when I mentioned that I was going to Prairie Meadows, one of the casinos close to town, I went and I took $40 out of this account because I figured I had about $40. And it let me take it out, right? And then I looked at the receipt and I saw it overdrew me for about $1. So I had about $39 in the bank. And instead of it coming back and saying insufficient funds, what it did was it let me take out $40. Now, how many times, and it doesn't, okay, I've seen it happen to other people. It's luckily never happened to me, but how many times do you see other people who, you know, try to pay with a debit card or a credit card at the grocery store or a restaurant or, you know, any other place, and it comes back as, you know, insufficient funds or declined? But no, they let me take out $40. And so I went to the casino, and that was the day that I actually made some of that money back. And I came back, and I put back in $20. Well, they charged me $26 for that overdraft. That $1 overdraft that I never should have been able to withdraw in the first place ended up costing me $26 more. Okay. You know, I hate the system, but that's what they do, and that's how they make money. And so basically what I was going to do is, to avoid any other fees, I was going to go in and close that account because I'm not using it anymore. So I take my lunch hour or lunch half hour, and I go to the bank, and I say I want to close this account. They say, okay. And first thing that bothered me was they didn't even ask why. And so that's the state of customer service today. I mean, you can cancel accounts and there's no why. What can I do to keep you as a customer? Was it something we did? And so, of course, I started saying what had happened. And she immediately turned her back and went to the far monitor while I'm trying to tell her what happened. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And so she came back and told me the amount. And so I wrote a check, and she takes the check back to the far back monitor again and attempts to close out the account. She can't do it. So she has to ask one of the other people. So the other person says, oh yeah, well, what you have to do is do a deposit of the check, because I wrote a check, and then close the account. And so she put the check in. She said, it still won't let me close the account. And so she's like, oh, right. Usually when people close an account that's overdrawn, they pay cash. Now, we can cancel this deposit and you can go get cash out of the machine. And I was like, whoa. Wait a second. Okay, we're 5 or 10 minutes into this process already. And she never said that cash was what the preferred method of closing an account out with. She's like, well, we understand that, but we have to wait for the check to clear. I'm like, so we spent 10 minutes doing this, and now you tell me I should have brought cash, and you want me to go use your ATM outside, which will then charge me $2 more from you and like $1.50 from my own bank. I'm like, you know, I've had enough of these fees. Now, I will wait 2 or 3 days for this check to clear, but what if you guys charge me another inactivity fee? And she said, well, since you made that withdrawal that overdrew you, that was your activity, so you have 3 months. I'm like, you know, fine. I'll come back. And I haven't been back. That was Monday or Tuesday. But, you know, it's just there are several things that annoyed me. One was the original person I got was so inept that she didn't even blink when I said that I was, going to cancel the account with a check. And then also the customer service, they didn't want to know why I was leaving. They didn't want to know what had happened. They didn't offer any, to reverse the charges. It was just a totally bad experience all around. And, some of the people at work have accounts at this bank, business accounts at this bank, and, they just love it. But, I think that these overdraft fees are pretty ridiculous. And what's with letting people withdraw more out of their bank just so you could charge them an overdraft fee? That just seems a little fishy to me. It's kind of like, excuse me, there was a credit card company, and I don't remember which one it was, so I'm not going to say it, but what they were doing and what they were caught doing was holding payments past their due date just so they could charge a late fee. And it was documented, and they were sued, and they lost, and now supposedly they're not doing that anymore. But it's like the same thing. It's like, we'll give away all these free gifts. I mean, I got a camping chair, one of those sport chair things from them for signing up an account, and the person who referred me got another gift. So in order to pay for all the gifts and all the free checking, what do? They allow you to withdraw more than what's in your account so they can charge you that $26 fee. It's just insane. And that really chaps my ass for the Strange Brood guys there. Also, last week, around the 4th of July, technically the 5th of July, Adam Curry launched Podshow Plus, and immediately it was swamped and had to add about 4 or 5 new servers, I heard. Now, Podshow Plus, if I could kind of explain it, it's not just for podcasters, it's for listeners as well, and the main cool thing, I guess, for listeners is you can sign up for an account, mark the shows that you like to listen to, and then there's a player. You put it in something called your collection, and there's a player there that you just click on either, iTunes, Windows Media Player, Winamp, or I don't know if it has a QuickTime or not, but and it'll play all the latest episodes back to back for the shows that are in your playlist. So if I listen to, boy, I got something going on today. If I listen to Adam Curry's Source Code, The Strange Brood, The Jersey Todd Show, and give me another one here. Since he added me, the Financial Aid Podcast. If those are all in my playlist, I could do one button and it automatically play all those the latest episode from all those shows. And that's pretty damn cool. It's had a lot of bugs. I have one bug that I still have in my profile that basically there's two phantom podcasts in there that are totally messing up my profile and my collections. They say they were created in 1969, which leads me to believe there's some kind of Y2K or a date field missing, and that's what it is. I mean, everything about these two podcasts is missing. I can't even delete them from my collection because there's no link to delete them. It's very bizarre, and I've submitted probably 30 bug reports total since Podshow Plus opened, and they've resolved most of them. But this one, they said they wanted to take a closer look at. They don't know why it's happening. One of the things that I suggested right away... And what they actually fixed or added or changed, whatever, was that they had a field for login. And what happens with Podshow Plus is you have a login that's tied to your email address, but then you also have your listener login or your podcasting login or both, as well as your show. And they all have different subdomains. For instance, my main account is troy.podshow.com. If you go to that, you see all of my podcasts, what I'm listening to, all of my friends, that type of thing. Now, the podcasts each have their own individual URL. So RuttersRamblingsPodcast.podshow.com is just that show. Knight Rider Podcast or KnightRider.podshow.com is just the Knight Rider show. IowaMusic.podshow.com is just the Iowa Music show. So having a field for login was confusing because you didn't know if you were supposed to put in your main account login, i.e. Troy, or if you were supposed to put in your email. I just took a drink, sorry. And so I suggested that they change that to email instead of just playing login, and they did. So I don't know if I was the only one who suggested that, but that was one of the main confusing things. And they've had password retrieval problems, which have been fixed. And basically the only bug that I'm having right now is that or are those phantom podcasts that are in my collection. So check it out. It's at podshow.com, and it's a really, really great service. I'm playing around with it a lot more. It's kind of like, I don't want to say, it combines podcasting with a lot of MySpace features and more. So check it out at podshow.com. Check out my profile at troy.podshow.com. Search for your favorite podcast, create an account, put them in your collection, and have a lot of fun. Now I think I'm going to play a song here so I could get a few more things to drink. This is a song that is going to be used on a stories podcast, a story that Podshow LA is doing, I believe. And I've heard this song before. I'm not sure where. I thought it was a song on the radio, but I checked and it is on the Podsafe Music Network. So here is I Am, or Molly's Theme, from Munk. That's M-U-N-K, from the Podsafe Music Network.
This is Mark Gunn with the Brobdingnagian Bards, and you're listening to Rudder's Ramblings.
Well, she's a nobody girl, but thanks she's queen of the world, she'd be more useful in a coma. It's another Lindsay Lohan moment.
Ah, yes, it's another Lindsay Lohan moment. Well, Lindsay has been quite busy this past week, so here's the recap for the Lindsay Lohan press releases of the week. July 11th, 2006, Lindsay announces she's going to be a spokesperson for Proactive Acne Treatment. Lindsay Lohan press release for July 13th. Lindsay Lohan released a statement saying that her natural hair color, i.e. red, makes her look more sexual. Lindsay Lohan moment for July 14th. Lindsay Lohan announces that she gets numerous death threats every day, but she has learned to deal with them. And the Lindsay Lohan moment from today, July 15th, 2006. Lindsay Lohan accuses Just My Luck star Chris Pine of biting her doing their numerous kissing scenes. Yes, Lindsay has been busy this past week issuing frivolous press releases, and everybody just wonders why. Why, Lindsay? Why do you have to come into our mailbox every day? Why? To provide content for podcasts, of course. To have something to talk about, of course. Am I playing into Lindsay's hands by making a Lindsay Lohan moment on the podcast? You, the viewers, should judge. And this has been another
Lindsay Lohan moment.
Okay. This is just a reminder that Rudder's Ramblings has its very own website at www.ruddersramblings.com. There we have a message board, we have a Frapper map, and a photo gallery, and tons of other stuff. Plus, you can buy my book, Kids in the Bids, A Hollywood Handbook for Parents, available now on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and fine bookstores everywhere. You could also call the Rambling Hotline. I haven't had a call in about a month, so I actually had to call myself just to make sure the number wasn't deleted and put back into the pool. So give me a call at 206-338-2923. That's 206-3W3. And leave a message. Tell me what's going on. Tell me if you like the Lindsay Lohan moments. If you have a Lindsay Lohan moment that you want to send in, go ahead and call the hotline. Again, it's 206-338-2923. Or if you just want to say hi, if you want to say the podcast sucks, if you want to say you checked out Podshow Plus, if you want have a suggestion for a song to play on the podcast, whatever, just please call the Rambling Hotline and we'll get your comment played on the air. I updated my movable type software, which for those unfamiliar is what I use to write my blogs with, and it also provides the what's called the content management software backend for the podcasts. And everything went pretty smoothly except the tags. And if you don't know what tagging is, that's a subject for another podcast. But everything was working but that, so I tried to install it fresh with a new database and it worked. So there's something about the upgrade templates and the upgrade process that doesn't quite work right, and I'm not the only one, as I saw on the Six Apart forums, the makers of Movable Type, that others are having that problem as well. So I hope to resolve that. If not, I did a test export and import and that worked fine and everything worked fine, so I might just have to export and import everything and start anew. Wow, it's getting close to that time already. I guess I really talked a lot on the banking rant. I just have a couple more things. This next song, and I think I might close out with this song, is from the Children of Selsted. Now, the Children of Selsted, it's not some third world country by any means, but basically it's a school in the UK that is threatening to shut down. And what they did was release a song to help save their school. And you could buy it for £99.99. I don't know what that is in in the U.S. And it's supposed to be raising money to keep the school going. And you can check them out at, let's see, what's the URL here? www.selsted.kent.sch.uk. Heard this song on the Jersey Todd show, and I liked it, and I thought I'd play it for you. And check out their website. They also have a video. I haven't looked at the video yet, but it's a pretty neat song they put together to raise money for the school, and released it on the PodSafe Music Network. And that's I could go on forever about the power of podcasting, but that is brilliant that they're choosing to do this. So I'm doing all I can to help get the word out. Go ahead, if you can, buy the song. I don't know if it's in the iTunes store or not, but check it out, and I'll have a link in the show notes. So here is the Children of Selsted, Save Our School, and we'll see you on Rudder's Ramblings again and the next podcast, hopefully coming more soon than later. So again, this is Troy Rudder, and visit the website at ruddersramblings.com. And here is the Children of Selsted, Save Our School.